I often hear people say that after they've had an experience of the stillness, a satori, an opening, for some time after they can sit and feel that stillness again, be in that stillness again, and then it starts to fade. This is known as a fact. This is what happens for most people. And then what comes is a striving, trying to get it back again. And the striving chases it away. What is not realized that when stillness happens, that's a way of trying to say something that can't be said. When you're suddenly in the stillness, you are the stillness. It's not realized how that came about. It isn't that stillness has happened. Stillness is always there. This state that is not actually stillness because it's still moving, but this state is always there. Often when people say stillness, they think of something very boring and fixed. No, it's not. This that we're calling stillness is very alive. It's very juicy. It's flowing. It's life. It's living. And it's still, and it's peaceful. So the word is and. This stillness is always there. It's there now with you. So it's not that you have to create anything. It's that you have other things in the way. The activity of the mind that produces chemicals in the body and movement in the emotions. So these things are on top of the stillness. It's there now. When we have a realization of this stillness, we don't actually realize the process. This is the process. Stillness is always there. Things are on top. When you see the things clearly and just say, yes, they're there. They don't have to go away. You say, yes, they're there. And then the next thing, and the next thing. You are just accepting unconditionally the way things are. Unconditionally. Krishnamurti, unconditional awareness. And of course, it's very tricky because you want the stillness back and the wanting is in the way. And if you don't want the stillness, then you don't look for it. So it's a loop. So here's what happens. You sit and be with what is. So if you're not experiencing the stillness, that's the way it is. And maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. That maybe that's your gift. Maybe it's bringing things up for which you to look at. We're coming back to being with what is. Of course you'd love the stillness back. But you see, the stillness is acceptance, being with everything just the way it is, which includes you wanting, but not doing anything about the wanting. Just being with everything that is, everything that's going on in the body, in the emotions, in the mind, in everything. Yes, this is the way this moment is. And then you may find it just, there it is again. Yes to what is. Here's another thing about stillness. Stillness is not about being still. What we're talking about as stillness can happen anytime, anywhere, in any circumstance. In fact, if you're total in what you're doing, now, let's talk about total. Total is lining up. Those thoughts line up. You're so engaged in what you're doing. You're so total. Everything comes online. The classical example is masters who have said that when they're praised for their wonderful painting, they say in effect, I didn't paint that. I wasn't there at that time. Now the I that wasn't there was the conflicting thoughts. They were so total, so absorbed in what they were doing. Stillness. And it doesn't have to be in art. You can do it anything. You can do it in gardening, in peeling potatoes, in washing up. Anything in which you are aware and then become total. In a way, the awareness disappears. You and the awareness become one. In anything in which you are unconditionally total. Anything. And here's what happens. Like the painter, it's as though life starts living through you. You'll sometimes get an intuition about something. Oh, if I did this, or if I did that, this would happen. It's as though thoughts and ideas start coming through you, like it happens with inventors. Literally, life starts to live through you, and you are an emptiness that's full. You hear the words coming through you. You hear what you're saying at the same time as you say them. Even your movements and what you decide to do is coming through you when you're unconditionally total.